Reading Richard Yates. This prose is a thing to love, its crisp loneliness. These pages of young men and women who crumble to nothing, like the gift of sedum left in the cellar for months, all dead and dried out. A thing to love. These people, never in quite the right kind of soil, who lean out of windows and cannot see sky or ground, who know they will never paint a picture, despite the years spent painting, will never write a poem, though they wrote one once. A thing to love because they all remember a room, an awkward key, or ready sheets. They all couple in cozy excitement for a night, or half the marriage, until they start to think and look in the mirror where he or she finds nothing to love, just a skin stain staring back, meek and wild, jaw shut tight. She or he looks down, sees bare feet like two knuckled toads. "Bring it on," says the bourbon. "Forget you are a living, growing thing."